Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every time I read passages by Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine, particularly those two men, it just strikes my heart at the foresight, the precision, the acuity, the sharpness at which they just say it in so few words. Patrick Henry, quote, "The great object is that every man be armed." The great object, that is the object, that is the grail, the heart of the matter, because then tyranny literally cannot thrive, cannot even live, cannot even exist. Absolutely amazing from Patrick Henry. There's some other quotes. "We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth. For my part, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it." Here's another one. "The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun." They had that University of Chicago professor put out that lie claiming no one owned guns and America was anti-gun. The colony, and it was just all fabrications. And it turned out he did it because he's anti-gun, just a bunch of crooks trying to steal our liberty. Look at these quotes, they're so beautiful. But I love this one up here about when they try to take freedom, when they approach the jewel, rise up and crush them. There's several different quotes here. I'm looking at hundreds of them. I'm trying to find that one about the jewel. "Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." That is such a liberating statement. And to truly commit to that is liberating. You're not really alive, folks, till you try to stand in the light. At least try. I mean, any of us are perfect. And just say, "I'm not afraid. I'm going head up against you." "Virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend. And this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered. Fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger." The New World Order knows that, folks. That's why they try to turn us into a bunch of gibbering, petty fools chasing after baubles and trinkets and logos of power instead of the true power of good and righteousness that beats in all of our hearts if we ask God in. That's something I just said, but the point is it's true what he's saying. That is the treasures, ladies and gentlemen. The good you've done, the people you love, the working for your family. And again, I'm not up here on some high horse. I've got a lot of problems. I'm trying to be a good person, and I'm trying to be a moral person, and I'm trying my best. And I have a desire. If you don't have that desire in you to fight evil in yourself and in the world and to be a good person and to help people, and if it doesn't feel good to you to help the infirm, if it doesn't feel good to you to love your wife and love your family, I mean, my God, I was just the other day, I was in the backyard with the green grass and butterflies flying around and flowers and the blue sky, and I was just like, the wonder of life, just everything around us, the design and beauty of a monarch butterfly. Just looking at it and just thinking about everything that went into it. Oh, the delicateness, all of it. We've got a bunch of goons in black uniforms stomping around, bossing us around to keep us safe from the terrorist. Ugh. When we get back, I'll give you a brief synopsis of the summer of terror the feds are promising us. Are they making their move? Yes. In my heart, I'm now sure that unless we put out the full effort now, as we did last year, they are going to hit us and hit us hard. They could hit us within the week. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is the second day of July 2007, and as we approach the birthday of our country, what will it be? 232 years old. The New World Order is moving with every savage invention of wicked tyranny they can. Their siege engines are assailing our walls, tearing down the final blocks of freedom. But we do hear the trumpet and the cavalry. Their assault has woken and awoken the sleeping giant that is America. And the people are waking up. And so the enemy is screaming out against us, saying we want to shut down free speech on the internet, talk radio, videotaping, police having cameras, just absolute assault. It is not going to work. You're just showing everyone who and what you are. All right. These events in England are opportunistic. They come at a perfect time for Gordon Brown as massive resistance mounts against him, forcing England to join the EU when now over 90%. A few weeks ago I was saying 80+. Now it's over 90% in major multiple polls. Now the people are really mad, because they weren't able to vote on it, and Brown's just doing it with Blair's final action, merging them under the EU control, something the EU, when they got a vote 2 years ago, said no to. The member country said no, but the bureaucracy promising Blair big jobs is bringing him in later to be the head of the EU. That's why he's converted over to Catholicism last week. His last day in office meeting with the Pope, Ratzinger, Benedict. So this is serious. And last week, I've got the BBC article right here, Gordon Brown, Mr. New World Order. I mean, this guy's worse than Blair, if that's possible, many times worse. And he just radiates evil, not just his actions. Few of them have that shark eye look, that great white look, and he's got it. The Stygian depths of hell literally glare back from his eyes. But side issue, Gordon Brown means business. And he comes in and just magically, these events start happening. Just magically. And then they issue the challenge to the British people. Do you have the courage, or will you allow these Al-Qaeda attacks to make you cowardly tell the British government to pull out of the Iraq war? Or will you have the British stiff upper lip and the British Sheffield steel you're known for? And will you rally when Britannia is under the Blitz? That's what they've said. That's what they've done. Total reverse psychology. Brown's approval rating just came out today. Went up a full 10 points. He came in unelected as the replacement for the resigning Blair. And elections are coming up. They're going to set in the next few years. And just magically this happens, and his ratings go up. They rally behind him. And, of course, the majority of the British people we've talked to and gotten emails from know it's pure bull. Know it's a stage deal. But all the old ladies they show on the news going, well, we'll carry on like Britannians always do. You know, with that cliche. Stiff upper lip in the face of a fiery Holocaust. Thousands could have died. And then we hear in the media that they never heard of a plan. They never knew there was anything going on. What happens is there's good people in Scotland Yard. There's good people in MI6 and MI5. There's good people in local police departments. They heard about the preparations of this. So the warnings of a month ago first came out in England. Yeah, we're hearing there's plans to attack nightclubs. Look out. That's because there's a lot of good cops that say, and this has happened in every case, just like in 9/11, hey, I'm not going along with this. And they start warning people unofficially, then they officially have to come out and say, okay, yes, there's a threat. Then they go out and provocateur these patsies to talk about, from their Caribbean homes, with no logistics, no bombs, no nothing, with informants leading the groups to talk about blowing up JFK, blowing up fuel lines, driving vehicles into them, planting bombs on them, and then all the experts look at it and go, well, that'd cause a big fire, but probably wouldn't even kill anybody. Because that's not how gasoline burns or explodes. I mean, they have whole refineries blow up, and you know, they keep the personnel about 100 yards away, and generally they don't even die. And they blow up in Houston or Corpus Christi or Louisiana or Mississippi. I mean, those things are hundreds of times bigger than JFK fueling terminals. Plus, gasoline and petrochemicals they're mixing are highly explosive compared to kerosene, which is jet fuel. People think of jet fuel as, wow, it must be explosive. No, don't try it because every once in a while it might detonate, but they've done the test where you take a full vat of jet fuel and stick lit matches in it. And unless you aerosolize it, you could take jet fuel in your mouth and spit it out. And, you know, into a lit match, and it might ignite. It's got to be aerosolized in an oxygen-rich environment. But I'm digressing here, and please don't put kerosene in your mouth. It tastes horrible and it's poisonous. My point is, you'd have to aerosolize it, you know, like somebody taking Bacardi 2929 or whatever it's called and spitting it out. You can't get it to light with a match unless you aerosolize it. But I'm just trying to use real-world examples here. It's basic science. So that's the backdrop of what's going on. And then, this is ABC News last night. Secret documents. U.S. fears terror spectacular plan. I remember before the 2004 election, they used ABC and the Christian Science Monitor, which I have U.S. government documents from the 60s saying those are basically CIA-run front companies. That's where they put out their disinfo, is Christian Science Monitor, U.S. News and World Report, ABC News. Secret document, U.S. fears terror spectacular plan, official sites resemblance to warnings and intelligence before 9/11. So they're saying, oh, we got the same chatter before 9/11. You mean where you ordered FBI agents in Dallas, Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, New York, San Diego, San Francisco to stand down when your Apaches are running around creating their ledger, their history? You mean then? And now they got cops all over the place running around jabbing and poking and yelling at people to keep us safe, of course. It's all for our own good. A secret U.S. law enforcement report prepared for the Department of Homeland Security warns that an Al-Qaeda is planning a terror spectacular this summer, according to a senior official with access to the document. This is reminiscent of the warnings and intelligence we were getting in the summer of 2001, the official told ABC News. I thought you never heard of any plan. It was out of the blue. U.S. officials have kept the information secret, and Homeland Security Secretary and known Mossad agent, I added that part, Michael Chertoff, said today on ABC News that this weekend that George Stephanopoulos, that the United States did not have any specific credible evidence that there's an attack focused on the United States at this point. And they have to say that because if they are planning an attack, they're having to block FBI and police and everybody else and defense intelligence like Able Danger. They're having to fight with their own good people to let it go forward right now. Tooth and nail. There's probably hits going on, you name it, they're really moving to keep people quiet to make sure it goes ahead. And so Chertoff can't admit specific knowledge, so they'll have culpability. They always say, oh, but it's not specific. And I just feel in my gut, we've all been saying we feel the tension, you know, like nothing we felt in the last 5.5 years, you see, and now this starts. But then I don't want to get on air and say, call the White House, call Fox News, call them all, and tell them, you know, don't carry out a terror attack. I did that right before 9/11, and unfortunately I was right. So accurate that people now are seeing on the web in places that I'm behind 9/11, which is pretty ridiculous, or that I'm a globalist or something. No, I was able to look at all the pieces and put it together. It's like a good cop who's been following a serial killer for 20 years and studying everything they do can pretty much guess when they're going to strike again or when the probability goes up or what area it's going to be. It's real simple, folks. I live this stuff. It's like you're a baseball fan. You live your team. You know what they're going to call next. You know what the pitch is going to be. You've been watching that pitcher for 10 years. I'm telling you, they're in a windup right now, and they are intending to throw a high-speed curveball. And I don't know if they're going to throw it. They might wait. They might throw a foul. They might decide to do something the last minute, but they're in the windup right now. They're in a windup, and they right now are intending to throw that ball. I can feel it in my gut, and I can see it with all the available information. But at the same time, again, this is also a tactic they use. They may hold back. If we push and expose them, then they hold back, and then it's a catch-22, and you go, hey, you said there was going to be an attack, and then that's misrepresented. No, I'm saying when the government's saying there's probably going to be a summer spectacular, I mean, right before 2004, they said we will be nuked. U.S. News and World Report, Dick Cheney told them that. Now, I got on air and I said, I don't think that's going to happen then, and I got criticized. And I saw disinfo agents, we all know who they are, saying Houston would be nuked, and you know these people would call me up, and I'd talk to them on the phone, and pure fad. I mean, you could just hear the hissing voice and all the rest of it. You guys are pretty easy to pick out. And I saw the disinfo going on, and I said, no. So many times I'm like, no. I've been telling you the last month, man, get ready for something. They're going to pull something. Everybody can feel it. Everybody can see it. I see them doing the preparatory phase again. And then they said, oh, we're going to have car bombings all over the country. We're going to be attacked. England, the U.S., oh, Iran's going to be behind it. We need to attack them. Then Bush's approval rating drops even further. The EU merger deal with England starts getting in deep trouble. Let us hope they're just doing this to try to get their approval ratings up and just stay in a holding pattern and not have their governments collapse. Let us hope that they're just going to back off now. Right now, I don't see that, folks. I see big attacks, big ones. I mean Chicago nuked, New York nuked. I mean, if we're blessed, it'll be small and just some radiation attack, dirty bomb. I mean, news footage of a smoking city, folks. Skyscrapers blown out and blackened. Sticking up like scarecrows. Husked. Metal skeletons. I mean, bio attacks, you name it. I mean, these people are ruthless. They mean business. They may be getting ready to launch. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Ted Anderson from Midas. July 2nd, 2007. Gold, 653.20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.42, $332.80 for half, $166.40 for quarter. That's $674.42, $332.80, and $166.40. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl
mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around.
And here's a Johnny Cash. Yeah, you gotta think about how transitory life is when we face challenges like we do now.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Or I may simply be a...
Now, again, we may be able to expose the New World Order on this, and they're testing right now. They're seeing how the fear-mongering works. The Republican memo from 2 years ago said that the Republican Party will may completely die, may completely fail, that the whole New World Order agenda may stall if they didn't have massive terror attacks in the U.S. Their entire agenda is failing right now. They need the attacks. And I tend, with my analysis, to think it's going to be Miami, Dallas, Denver. CFR has said that. That's one reason I believe that. But again, they just love New York and they love L.A. You never know where the New World Order is going to hit. Now, they may be able to provocateur Muslims, whose handlers are government informants or agents. They never know that. They may even be cooking some big bomb up right now like they did in 93, but those never seem to go off good for them. And the type of people that are so dumb that they can provocateur are usually so inept that you see the type of thing you just saw in England. But that shows that the globalists are trying to activate these cells. And again, it's not my opinion that our government, the British government, the Israeli government, the Russian government, they've all been caught sock puppeting Muslims. It's really that simple. And the Muslims aren't sophisticated enough to know up the chain of command they're actually being financed by Israel, the U.S., or England. But that's been declassified, that's come out, that's mainstream news. Hundreds of bombings in Israel carried out, headlined, by fake al-Qaeda groups created by Mossad and Shin Bet. The whole Idi Amin deal, totally staged, now declassified. That is declassified. What do the police listening not understand about that? When there were real terror attacks, 130 of them plus, in the 1970s, mainly against police in this country, by real communists, it was not in the news. It was not a big news item because that was real. You don't give real terrorism attention. That's the whole point of the terrorism, is to get the attention. Only the terrorists want attention. Now, who fear-mongers this and literally uses every verb they can and every word they can to make it sound as scary as possible? Be like having a daffodil in your hand and going, the deadly cobra had acid dripping from its steel jaws. I mean, that's about the level of hyping, or showing a dachshund and saying the creature could defeat Godzilla. That's how they're hyping this up. I mean, they are just hyping and hyping it, and now saying, oh, Al-Qaeda's shit to hit us with bioweapons, with chemicals, with nukes. It's going to be bigger than 9/11. It's going to be spectacular. When we come back, I promise we're going to go to your calls. It's been a lot of important news. I'll tell you what Lieberman's doing out of the gates. 1-800-259-9231 on this subject. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, you were sleeping.
They took it all away.
They came and took it all away. Is where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. It was an inside job like it always is. Chalk it up to business as
in the name of fighting chair, you can't videotape the police. In the name of fighting chair, you've got to be frisked now on the streets. In the name of fighting chair, the feds have to put in cameras in your neighborhood. In the name of fighting chair, you have to be a slave. In the name of fighting chair, the government has to be secretive about where all the trillions of dollars go to the private corporations. And there can't be investigations of their corruption. And the president has to be above the law. Have you noticed that they're announcing they're above the law? They've openly funded martial law. It says for insurrection and resistance. What is they're planning to do that they think is going to make all the yuppies get out in the streets and resist them? Don't forget, the International Bank of Settlements last week saying global depression could occur. And they're going to engineer it, but only if they think they can get away with it, see? So they will mesh a terror attack with the beginning of the depression to salve it and go, Al-Qaeda hitting us triggered it. Oh, it's all their fault. And then you'll even love your government more as they take your home and pension funds and learn to care about them so they can win and win the con and run game on us over and over again, giggling and snickering. But they will not drop the hammer. They will not kick the guillotine lever unless they think you're going to buy it and run to their arms like a complete schmuck again. And they're testing and listening and sampling and polling and focus grouping right now. In fact, it came out, 3 years ago, the White House did big focus groups. Spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on national focus group tests of what, how you'd respond if there was another terror attack. The question was favorably or unfavorably to the president and their policies. And it was inconclusive. It was basically 50-50, and so they, let's try to recraft. And if they think he'll buy it, they'll lovingly kill a whole bunch of us. For the greater good, of course. For their new world order, because they know best. They're the ones that are ruthless. They have the will to do it. We don't. We're going directly to Frank, Todd, Nima, Wesley, Tony, and others here in just a moment. I do want to tell the listeners about Interfood. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety, not to mention the loving chemtrails. Ask yourself, what is your diet like? Processed foods and even good organics don't have the nutritional values that you need today's world. Think about it. Have you forgotten that you are supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need? Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today. With one simple phone call to 1-866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. That's 1-866-762-9238. I take it every day. It's awesome stuff. enerfood.com, the best green food out there. Go check out the website. Find out all the great stuff they've got to offer for you. And then on top of that, there's a great company that's a sponsor of ours with this 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. The main ingredient, it's got a bunch in it, is the shilajit out of the Nepal-Tibetan mountains there. I always call them Nepal-Tibetan mountains. It's the Himalayas, folks. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I've asked Solutions from Science to send you a 3-month supply of their product called Shilajit and open a special line of credit for my listeners so you don't have to pay up front. It's very easy to do and have some sent to you. No credit card, no nothing. You give them your name, address, they send you a 3-month supply, and if you like it in 3 months, you pay for it and order more. You can't beat that deal, ladies and gentlemen, the nothing down. For my listeners, you got to tell them Alex Jones sent you, blacklistedherb.com, blacklistedherb.com, big fat banner on prisonplanet.com if you missed it, or you can simply call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Great ionic mineral pack there for you. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to your calls. I said I'd get to this. Let me cover this, and then I'll go to your call, because I've been promising for an hour to cover this. Lieberman calls for wider use of surveillance cameras. Now, again, this is about making the elite secure if there's armed resistance in the country and to track you and trace you. And if you run when CPS is trying to take your children or if you resist when they're trying to take your farmer land, this is the total Pentagon design control grid. It's already in place. They just now want to claim they need more of Homeland Security control cameras, reading your lips, tracking your face, tracking your walk, everything you do, microphones going in coast to coast, total Big Brother cameras in the school bathrooms, in the schools, your child yells at someone, they go to jail, maximum enforcement. Now, the military-industrial complex federally pays bounties for children snatched. Literally, the CPS workers get bonuses for children taken. They're expanding and doubling the quota each year. Yes, doubling each year. Hell on Earth has been released. Over 1,000,004 children grabbed each year. The Soviets did it. The Nazis did it. It's now happening here. Euthanasia is now happening under other names. The point is, we're in bad trouble. Senator Joe Lieberman, this is from the Hill, Democrat, Connecticut, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, said Sunday he wants more widely used surveillance cameras across the country. The Brits have got something smart going on in England. Yeah, they put in their control grid and they staged the terror. And it was part of why I believe they were able so quickly to apprehend suspects in the terrorist acts over the weekend, and that's why we have cameras all over London and other of their major cities. Lieberman, you mean every four-way stop in every country town like we have here? I think it's just common sense to do that here. Much more widely, he added, and of course, we can do it without compromising anybody's real privacy. They always say that. Oh, we're going to track everything you do, but it doesn't compromise your privacy. But we won't put them on the border, and the border's going to stay wide open. And we're going to pump in more Muslims. Lieberman lamented the petty partisan fighting in Congress and called on his colleagues to join together to upgrade the nation's electronic surveillance capabilities. See? And we got a president saying he's above the law and a vice president. We got Lieberman, known foreign agent of Israel, dancing on America's grave, giggling at us. Right now, we're at a partisan gridlock over the question of whether the American government can listen into conversations of fellow emails of non-citizens. They listen to everything already, Lieberman. He's just trying to legitimize that. See, going, we don't have the security we need because we can't listen to everyone, to the non-citizens. They're listening to everything already. See, they're just trying to sell you what's already in place, okay? You little criminal dirtbag, and you know it. He said on ABC's This Week, that's wrong. We've got to solve that problem, to pass a law to give people working for us the ability to protect us. Lieberman, who is more closely aligned with the GOP than the Democrats, says he causes with the Iraq and many national security issues. You might say in Iraq, we've got the enemy on the run, but for some reason in Washington, a lot of politicians are on the run to retreat. Another lie from you, you punk. Why don't you leave the United States, okay? Frank in Miami. You're on the air. Go ahead. Frank, sir, you're there. Hark there, Frank. All right. Yep, you there? Let him go. Let's go to Todd. Todd, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex, I'm calling from Minnesota. It's great talking to you. I got a lot of great things to report concerning Ron Paul down in Iowa. I went... First, I'd like to take about 45 seconds and bring attention to the worst Ron Paul hit piece I have ever seen. It's very easy to find. Simply Google News. Type in Haters of America. It's going to pop right up. This is from the American Chronicle. Edmund Sunkad, he has a master's degree in development economics. He's a former U.N. representative.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my goodness. He is completely slamming Ron Paul. He's saying all the supporters...
Well, everyone knows the U.N.'s good and is pro-America, but Ron Paul is evil.
I'm not going to read the article, but I'm going to take about 20 seconds to highlight what's in it. Our imagined threats, we're making them up, and it's making us hostile. Ron Paul's caveman economics in an age of Star Wars. All Ron Paul supporters are American haters. The public's happy he wasn't invited to Iowa. And there's no difference between left-wing truthers and Ron Paul supporters. And all of us are idiots because we don't understand the Federal Reserve. And, in fact, he goes on to say that it's our constitutional duty to financially support the United Nations.
Because he's a good conservative and Ron Paul isn't. Why don't you, and by the way, police manuals now say it's illegal to have an anti-UN sticker on your car. I'm not kidding. Yes, that's America today. Why don't you write an article for us and send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com, Aaron with two A's, and we'll get that up immediately. Just go ahead and do that. Do you have any comments about him saying we're going to have a huge summer of spectacular terror attacks and that the president may have to declare martial law for our safety?
Well, my comments are, and that regardless of what one believes, one does need to look at the facts, and that through our government, everything is in place, that it's technically possible to completely go into martial law and something like that.
And Tommy Frank said, while on CIA payroll, it turned out. Now, before I even ever saw that, I said, look, he's wearing CIA cufflinks on TV.
Yeah.
He's wearing CIA cufflinks on the cover of Cigar Aficionado. He says, oh, the people want martial law and military government after the next attack. And he just, again, breaking the ice with people. And then it turned out he was on payroll of the government to go around and say that on CNN and Fox and everywhere. I mean, folks, they're planning to make a move, okay? They got that criminal, and he is a criminal up there saying that. That's treason. Up there saying that on TV, he's a piece of filth. Look, they're planning it, okay? Because they want these pigs want to just sit over your everything. They want to just suck us dry. They're a bunch of crooks. They're just bank robbers, folks. That's all they are. But they do it through the government. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, I went down to Iowa yesterday. Man, was it great! I have never seen so many Ron Paul supporters. I knew I was in the right place because that's all I saw Ron Paul supporters. They said they reported that there was maybe 800 in attendance for the main event. I didn't see them. The only people I saw were a handful of senior citizens, mean and hateful, most of them. And there was, regardless.
Yeah, they're
of what,
just afraid that they just want somebody to tell them everything's all right. Watch Fox News.
Absolutely.
TV triggers Alzheimer's. That's been documented.
Regardless of what reports are saying, these are the facts. I know the room held 1,000 people. Almost every seat in the house was filled. There may have been like one in the middle where you can't.
We got Ron Paul coming on Thursday. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. The breakdown on the Ron Paul deal is this, because I have press reports of it. Mainstream press reports. At first they were having the main event. There was 500 people. Then it was 400, then 200, then 100 by the end of it. And then like 1,000 people for Ron Paul. Everybody left and went to Ron Paul's deal. And they totally took over, and it backfired on the neocons in a big way. And now they're in panic mode. And I haven't seen this article about Haters of America, but I've seen a bunch of others where they call him a caveman on economics. Well, the fancy new modern stuff has got our dollar devalued at 13.6% per annum in the last 10 years averaged. Now the dollar's worth less than 1 cent what it was in 1913. Inflation is just completely blasting at full tilt boogie. We are on the edge of absolute financial collapse. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope they keep pumping the balloon up forever, because it's going to be so devastating if and when it pops that it will just shatter the mind. Total martial law has been geared up, and Ron Paul's got a fiscal plan. The man is a scholar, and a lot of top Austrian School of Economics people have looked at it, a way to gear us out of this, basically like trying to take a drug addict off heroin. We're in crisis mode, folks, and the government says, no, we're not going to get off heroin. We're just going to supply more higher dosages of it. And, okay, just, you know, go from one balloon to 10 balloons a day. It's like Rush Limbaugh started out on one Oxycontin a day, and at the end was at 100 Oxycontins a day that would kill at least 3 full-size horses. That was in the news. That's how what your liver can gear up to. And the country literally is on the equivalent of like 150 Oxycontins a day, okay? We've gone to above Rush Limbaugh levels. That's the analogy. And, I mean, there's a certain point you OD, folks. And they've now prescribed even more Oxycontin for the country. I mean, I don't know how far this can go. I don't know how much we can handle. I don't know how strong our liver is. There's people who can drink a jug of whiskey every day, but it finally brings them down. And, there's people that can drink 4 packs of cigarettes a day and drink, 3 bottles of wine a day. I certainly couldn't. And, I mean, I don't know how far this country can go. But we're going to get cut down by this. And the elite is acting like they know we're about to implode. Every major corporation is racing to get offshore. Every major corporation is panicking. Every major corporation is looting everything, running every scam, running up every form of derivative. They're openly on TV admitting everything. The stock market is a scam. They're just running around, foaming at the mouth, grabbing everything they can. They're acting like somebody's house is on fire, and they're trying to get the silver and the jewelry out, and they're running into a burning house, literally throwing stuff out the window right now, and then trying to climb down on a rope. And then greedily going back in a fire suit to grab more. And the average yuppie's just stumbling around with iPhones, and I don't blame you, I want one too. And just running around drinking Starbucks and beautifying, getting collagen injections in your lips, and you're running 5 miles a day, and you're out in your bikini, and God love you, go enjoy Barton Springs. But I mean, I'm just telling you, folks, we are in red level 10 alarm fire insane land with the government saying brace for terror attacks. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Minnesota. You're on the air. All right, talk to Todd. Let's talk to Nima in wherever you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller, Alex. I'm from Iran, and I live in Canada for 20 years now. And when I was left the country, I was 12 years old. And 3 months ago, I decided to go back to Iran and visit my family for the first time. And when I went there, I was shocked how much Iran has changed. Under the sanction and everything that is happening in Iran, they still managing to build the country the best they could. Like, at first, I'm from Tehran, the capital city, and when I got there, the city is growing, the economy is growing. And
the globalists cannot wait to bomb every power plant, every power station, every water treatment facility, every university, anything that, quote, has scientific value, every major bridge, and then just bomb you every few months for the next 50 years, just like Iraq's been for 17. That's right, almost 17 years of love. Now, I'm going to hold you over, sir, as you've been holding. I want you people to make your points. But, yeah, Serbia built itself up. Any country that builds itself up, Somalia just built itself up to getting on its knees at least, not on its belly, so they had to be attacked in a CIA op. Stay there. You see, and the globalists say this. I mean, I have their official declassified documents where they say we cannot allow any independent nations that aren't controlled by our money power. We will bombard you. And they don't care whether you're a Orthodox Christians, Serbs, or they don't care if you're Muslim, Iranians. They are going to drop tens of thousands of 2,000-pound bombs on you. And if you fight back, you'll be called terrorists.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Mighty film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, Nima in Canada. Hadn't been back to Iran since he was a child. Went back to visit family. And describe what you saw when you were when you went back to Iran.
I saw, like, I was shocked because under the sanction, usually when you have sanction in your country, the majority of people are poor or, you know what I'm talking about. but they built a subway system. Tehran is look like Rome, like Europe, you know. It's very sophisticated. A lot of people moves there to get a job, to go to work. And I decided to talk to become a private journalist, a civilian journalist, as you call it. So I talked to a lot of Iranian on the streets, at homes, to, you know, about Ahmadinejad, what they think about United States. Majority of Iranians are pro-Americans, you know, because we are Persian, we are not Arabs, you know. And when I talk to them, most of these people are university educated, doctors, professors, lawyers, and they told me what George Bush is thinking. We are pro-America. Why, in a God's name, he wants to attack Iran? And you give the right-wing conservative government that is in power right now a lot of privilege, because you know, most Iranians, like the country is split 50-50, like 50% are in the side, because Iran is a true democracy right now. It's Islamic democracy, but it is a democracy with constitution. And in the Middle East, we have more rights in Iran than they have in Israel. But believe it or not, because in the media, in the world.
Well, I know. In Israel, it's illegal for a Jew to marry any non-Jew. There's no media freedom. And if you're caught preaching the gospel anywhere, you're arrested and spend 6 years in prison. And Pastor Hagee gets on TV and defends that.
And Alex, one thing was surprising to me was I went to one neighborhood. There was Jews, Christian, Muslim, people from different nationalities living in the same neighborhood. And I
well, doesn't Iran have the biggest Jewish population of any Muslim country?
Yes, and I talked to a lot of Jews. We have three Jewish people that they are in the government right now, working for the Islamic Republic of Iran government. And I talked to them, and one of them told me, I said, is it true that Ahmadinejad, he wants to kill Jews and things like that? He said, it's a bunch of lies. Nobody has a problem with Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad is a former professor, University of Tehran. And he just been in power for 2 years. He said, why in God's name the West wants to attack us? We don't have any problem with the West.
Well, that's because they've taken his comment about wiping the Zionists off the map, and then they've turned that into wiping Israel off. And they've
exactly. Even Ahmadinejad, when they interview him, when I was in Iran, they interview him and they
told him. You know, he's clarified it like 50 times, and then the press never runs with that here. Well, I know this. They're saying that if the globalists attack your homeland, that you're not allowed to fight back. And that's the most amazing statement. I mean, Americans listening to this should go, wait a minute. Even if you hate Iran, you can't find it on a map, but somebody told you to hate them, so you do. You probably think it's, you know, like in the Middle East. Not even in the Middle East, folks. I've talked to neocons on the street. They think it's in Saudi Arabia. These people, I mean, literally know nothing. And
exactly. Because they think all Iranians are brown-faced. In Iran, we have people, my grandfather, he has blue eyes, and, you know, he's white as a...
Yeah, the word Aryan, the word Aryan is out of Latin for Iranian. Iranian means Aryan. That's what it means in the language. Listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back with more of your calls to have you on.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.